stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
It's been a little while since we've done one because we've just kind of been waiting for things to level out. And now that the governor of Florida has issued a stay-at-home order, we're finding some stuff has been extended. And we just wanted to quickly go over some stuff. We're also going to talk about, Tiger King. Because it has to do with parks and zoos and stuff. So we both were watching it on Netflix, so we thought we'd touch on that. And I'm just excited and happy to be talking with you, Michaela, because I haven't seen you in like 4 weeks almost.
I know. We saw each other through FaceTime.
Yes.
That's about it.
I was like, oh, you look the same. I'm like, yay.
Exact same.
All right. So let's jump in. Let's talk about Busch Gardens Tampa. What's going on?
So Busch Gardens Tampa, they are closed now, especially like you just said, our governor has issued that stay-at-home order. So they were expecting to open up mid-April, but we're expecting them to announce very shortly that they're going to be moving that to maybe May, but we're not sure just yet. Also, SeaWorld is now providing online learning resources for students, teachers, and parents. You could find it on their website.
That's awesome.
I think it's great. You get to learn about animals and it's still kind of hands-on. So they have activities that parents could, while they're homeschooling, can do with their kids. Or if teachers want to make it a homework assignment, I think that's cool.
That's awesome. I'm sure teachers and parents are just loving like something else for kids to occupy their time.
Oh, yes. Especially parents who are working at home too. So they're balancing that double life.
I don't know how they're doing it. Wow. Ugh, I can barely deal with myself working from home than have to deal with other people.
Right? Oh my gosh. And also, I don't know if you saw this, Rachel, but the videos on social media that mm-hmm. Busch Gardens and SeaWorld have been posting
mm-hmm.
of all the baby cheetahs from Busch Gardens.
Oh,
they were
so cute.
Like roaming around the whole park while it's closed. So no guests. It's just the animal handlers.
Yeah, because, I mean, they've got to take care of the animals that are there.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, they're having to. And then I saw a story somewhere that maybe a gorilla or something started washing their hands because they had seen their trainers doing it so much.
Oh my gosh.
I think I saw that show up on my Facebook feed the other day. But, yeah, I mean, the handlers are still working and the zookeepers are still taking care of the animals. And so, but they get to kind of roam freely, I guess a little bit, because there are no guests.
Yeah. The ones that they can control, like the babies.
Right. Very
and
cool.
And also they had videos of the elephants like splashing in the water.
Aww.
So it's really cool to see what's going on at Busch Gardens or SeaWorld right now, since no guests are there.
Yeah. Kind of like a window in.
Right.
And
it makes you miss it. It makes me miss it.
I know. I'm wearing a Walt Disney t-shirt today.
Oh, are you?
In honor of our podcast.
Oh, that's great.
Speaking of Walt Disney World, they are closed now indefinitely as well. Mm-hmm. And then there's a – you want to speak on this a little bit?
Yes. So now the people who had booked their vacation – it's packages, vacation mm-hmm. packages for Walt Disney World Resort
mm-hmm.
from March 16th to May 31st, those are the affected dates. If you had to cancel your reservation mm-hmm. between those dates, they have offered a deal where if you book between June 1st and September 30th, so that would be the day that you check in
mm-hmm.
to the resort, not the booking day
mm-hmm.
of like calling and booking your resort. You have to check in to the resort from June 1st to September 30th. They are offering free Disney dining plan to those guests.
Wow.
Right. So if you are an annual pass holder and you had a hotel reservation, you didn't have a package, but they are offering those who are annual pass holders that did that or that are affected by those dates as well, that if you buy a minimum of 2-day tickets per guest that are in your room,
mm-hmm.
you could also get the free Disney dining plan. They're like, well, I'm an annual pass holder. I don't need those tickets. Mm-hmm. Well, you could take those tickets and put it towards your annual pass holder.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So for a renewal or the purchase of one.
Okay.
So you don't, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to use those 2 days. You could put it towards like the money value towards another annual pass or a renewal.
Okay.
So that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So you'd still get that Disney dining plan. And the Disney dining plan would be one quick service, one sit down a day with 2 snack credentials per day as well.
Oh, wow.
I think it's worth it. And I think that's, it's awesome that they're offering this, especially if you have a package with tickets and you're from out of state and you're coming in, that saves so much money.
Yeah, it does. That's great. It sounds like they're really working with people. So, you
know, they really are. Yeah.
If
I think that's great. I mean, no one wants to lose money. And of course they're a business. They want to make money, but the fact that they're putting the people first,
mm-hmm.
I think is a great show of what Disney is all about.
Yes. So, and they're accepting bookings after June 1st.
Yes, they are accepting bookings after June 1st. So even if you didn't get affected by those dates, but you've wanted to visit Disney World this year, you could book. Okay. But it has to be after June 1st. So that's what I'm thinking, like, maybe Disney's going to open June 1st, but they might open earlier.
Yeah, it's just
depending on how it goes.
You just don't know. Nobody knows. I know our offices, they just extended their work from home until the end of the month. So, you know, it's just, and that's the third time it's been extended. So, you know, we just don't know. Hope for the best. Mm-hmm. Prepare for the worst.
Right. So don't think, oh, well, if June 1st is the days that they're accepting bookings, does that mean Disney's going to open that day? It does not mean that. It just means that they're trying to be safe and say, you know, we don't want people to book within May.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, let's say it gets canceled because of extended closure. They want to be safe and say June 1st, but I would love for them to open June 1st or hopefully earlier. I would love to go, but I know they need to be safe.
Yes. And then they've stopped collecting monthly payments from pass holders starting April 5th. You can extend dates or a partial refund with those who paid in full. And this is for pass holders. Payments made between March 14th and April 4th will be refunded. Wow, that's nice.
Right.
So if you're on that monthly payment, they're kind of helping you out there. And then Disney Parks donated supplies to hospital and medical professionals like masks, ponchos, food, etc. That's amazing. Very happy to hear that.
Yeah, especially since that food's going to go to waste.
Yeah. Oh, this is exciting. This is something to look forward to. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, so Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, just been stalking, you know, the Disney, my Disney Experience app because there's nothing else to do, like, in the parks. So they did show Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and the expansion of the France Pavilion in Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
So where it's going to go. And they're still expected to open summer 2020, especially, I actually spoke to my fiance about this. I was like, are we sure this is all going to open? He's like, well, I don't know for sure because he works for Disney. But he's like, I don't know for sure, but they're still expecting to open. And I'm a part of some Facebook groups that are some brides that are Disney brides.
Mm-hmm.
And some Disney brides are able to put a ride mix in through their like reception.
Oh.
So they have to pay for, obviously, the guests to into the park, but it's not the same price as like a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But just to come in and the transportation to go to the park and to ride the ride and then leave.
Mm.
And one of the ladies there had said that she, this is all just what she told me. This is not Disney didn't tell me this. This is this lady who got confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting in her. This is just like from word to word, from mouth to mouth, pretty much. That she got a ride mix-in for her wedding in September.
Okay.
So, and she just got the confirmation email this past week.
Oh, cool.
So what I'm hoping is that that means that Remy's Ratatouille Adventure is going to still open in the summer of 2020.
Let's hope. I'm excited.
I'm hoping that's true. But then again, you never know what things are going to change. Things could change by the minute.
Yeah. And then, speaking of changing by the minute,
the company purchased more land west of Magic Kingdom.
Right.
They didn't already own all that?
I think it was owned by like real estate.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So and it could be farming land too. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, that's interesting. So we'll
see. I think as a deal, like, I don't want people to be like, wow, they're like, this is all going on.
Right.
They might be losing money and they're putting money into this. It could have been a deal that was done before and the ink on the paper dried.
Right. Yeah. So purchasing land is not a quick thing. It's not like walking up to a grocery store and buying a bottle of Pepsi.
Right.
So they've probably been working on this since probably January, if not earlier than that. And so now, like you said, the ink is dry on the paper. And so it's come out.
Right. So I don't want people to be like, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I don't know when they signed the papers, but my thoughts are this is something that had happened before all this closures.
Let's move up I-4 to Universal Orlando closed. So are it's the
close to, yeah.
the resort and City Walk. They're continuing to work on the new park, Epic Universe. And they've also stopped collecting monthly payments from pass holders who use FlexPay. And that started March 25th. And you can, they're extending dates with those who paid in full. So,
right.
If you have any more questions on your pass for Universal Orlando or Walt Disney World or, you know, any of the parks, always contact their customer service. They're always, willing to work and, see what they can do for you. If anything, Legoland Resort, Florida or Florida Resort also closed as well.
And of course, they're extending the opening date of that new pirate resort.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So that's all. Everything's up in the air right now when everything's opening back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're thinking you're going to any park, just check the website.
Right.
Because at least at the recording of this podcast, they're all closed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So let's talk about Tiger King. And you and I have not spoken about this. I told you, you asked me last week if I had watched it. I was like, no, I haven't had time with all the work I've had to do. And then you're like, I'll watch it. And then I finished it this weekend. Like, I sat and I finished it probably in like, I think it's 6 episodes, I believe. I think I finished those and probably like I started them at the end of like Friday night and I finished them Saturday morning. So yes, I am very capable of sitting on the couch for 6 hours straight watching a TV show and not having any issues with me, like, thinking I'm not doing enough. So it was nice to finally get a chance to watch TV a little bit and see what everybody was talking about.
Right.
This show is crazy.
It is crazy. I think when I first watched, like, the first episode or two, it's a documentary series, so it's not, like, fabricated.
Well,
some things can be.
Yeah.
But from what it is, it's interviews with the actual people
in
the story.
Joe Exotic, which if you have seen that name somewhere, he is a big cat keeper, zookeeper. He had a park
in Oklahoma,
and right. he is quite the character. His music videos are epic, and he has quite the cast of characters working for him and with him. We don't want to spoil it because we don't want.
No, like, no, no. And
if you haven't watched it.
Yeah. That zoo in Oklahoma. It's huge. Yeah. Bigger than I thought it was. Like, they all had almost like 200 plus cats, big cats, tigers, lions, all that. That's a large amount.
Yes. And it dives into the, what that park is like. Also a park, the Big Cat Rescue, which is in our neck of the woods in Tampa, Florida, most specifically Citrus Park area, which I lived down the street from it for like 15, 16 years.
Have you been to it?
I've never been.
Okay.
I drove by it millions of times. I could probably ride my bike to where the location is. And so it dives into what that park's about, and then, or it's a rescue, and then it dives into what Joe Exotic's park's about. And there are two characters, Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin, and there are some other characters, Doc Antle as well.
Yes.
But it kind of follows the controversy between those and other things.
And the competition they feel between each other of owning big cats.
Right. And for some it's competition, and for some it's a rescue mission. So it's some people say it's a little much. I found it fascinating.
The way that the episodes are laid out, it focuses on one thing at a time of a situation or an event or something or a person rather.
Yes.
Of each of these characters and what's getting laid out. But from episode one, like, I was loving these animals, and I was like, oh my God, I want my own.
No,
I'm not going to ever. But the thought of seeing these little things, like, oh, they're so cute. But when they grow up, it's like, these are animals that are made for the wild.
Yeah.
So it's like, you start to fall in love with these animals, and the thought of having them is cute, but not, I would say, like, I'm tongue tied here. Not.
It's
possible. Like, I feel like it's not for me personally, obviously, like, people out there, like, it's not something that I could ever take care of a animal that is made for the wild,
right?
Sticking with cats and dogs,
yeah, it should really only be for the professionals, and there's
that could take care of these things,
right? And there's a big controversy over breeding of the cats and and all of that, and you know,
and it gets, these are animals' lives at stake, so it's very serious. It starts getting to a serious tone.
Yes. And my favorite episode was episode 3, and if you live in the Tampa Bay area, it's very interesting. So I guess I could say this little part, because I want to talk about the sheriff in Hillsborough County, where Big Cat Rescue is. It's not spoiling that much, but there is some speculation.
I would say more of they're the co-owner of Big Cat Rescue back in the 90s.
Yes. Carol Don Lewis' husband.
Don Lewis went missing.
Right.
And the mystery has not been solved yet. And they discussed it in episode 3.
Yes.
But the show sparked interest online with a lot of people on social media. And it caused the attention of
Chad Cronister, who's the sheriff of Hillsborough County. And he said, you know, if anybody's got tips, you know, it's not a close, you know, like, they don't have a solution, you know, they don't know the answer. And if anybody has tips, to contact the sheriff's department. So it's interesting.
So the fact that the show has sparked so much stuff on social media is, it's crazy.
Yes, it is.
To me, it's like that one show that had just come out, but a lot of people were all cooped up in our houses, so we're watching a lot of Netflix.
Yes.
And this pops up, and you see Joe Exotic as the face of this documentary series.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm intrigued. This guy is very interesting.
And if you've been anywhere on social media, but you've not watched the show, you've probably scrolled by a photo of Joe Exotic as a meme. He is the gentleman who's got a bleached mullet and usually has cut off sleeves.
Yeah, lots of piercings and an eyebrow piercing as well. It's a very interesting guy.
So that's that guy. If you're like, who is this guy that everybody's posting over? It's that guy. So if you're looking for something else to watch, check that out. It's interesting. It's a quick watch. I mean, 6 hours. Every episode's about an hour long. So, you know, if you're like, I'm only going to allow myself to watch 1 hour of TV a week or a night, then there you go. You can finish it in less than a week.
And so funny, because it is hard to stop.
It is.
Like, it's hard to just be like, okay, let me just watch one episode today, and then tomorrow, and like each day watch one, which that's what I was doing.
Oh, really?
And then I started, then I was like, okay, let me watch 2 episodes a day. So I got through it in 4 days.
Oh, wow.
But because I wanted to, like, I was like, oh, I need time to, like, process what's going on
here. It didn't even take me, it didn't even take me a full day. I started at 9 p.m. last Friday. And at 1 a.m. I looked at my clock and I go, I have to go to sleep. And then I woke up at 9 a.m. the next day and finished by noon or by 1 o'clock. So,
see, I was like, because each episode ends with like a cliffhanger and it bleeds into the next episode.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh my God, wait, they just said something that I want to know what's going on now.
I know. It's crazy. So definitely fun to watch. And if you're looking for something else that you, I wouldn't say though, it's a family watch. It's definitely not a family watch. But if you're looking for something that's more of a family watch.
When the kids go to bed. Yes. That's good for them.
Parent time. And then, adult time. Before. But if you're looking for something the whole family can watch and you are a subscriber to Disney Plus, you know, they hooked us up a couple weeks ago when all of this started with releasing Frozen 2 early on the Disney Plus app. But now they have announced that I think it's out now that.
Yes. Today,
the new Pixar film Onward, which was released in theaters a couple weeks ago, but now it is on the Disney Plus streaming app for everyone to enjoy. And I know you saw the movie. We talked about it a little bit. It's going to be very different from my last Friday night, but tonight I'm going to watch it. And so I'm super excited. So I'm loving that they're releasing these maybe a little sooner than originally planned, especially on the Disney Plus app. I was actually thinking about it the other day because I know they released it on like Apple and places where you can pay to watch it and rent it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm super excited to see that now they've put it on the Disney Plus streaming app.
Yes, it's a family, like you said, family friendly. It is a lot of fun. It's an adventurous film about a fantasy world following these two brothers, but it's definitely a tearjerker.
Oh, I know you said get the tissues.
Especially if you have ties to, like, if you relate to the story.
Oh boy.
It's definitely a tearjerker, but it's still heartwarming, so it's fun.
Oh,
it's a lot of fun. Okay. I'm excited for you to watch it.
So, but have the tissues ready and then cucumbers for my eyes tomorrow.
Yeah.
Got it. Awesome. Well, let's get into our theme park tip of the week. And we've got a couple here.
Because one we talked about in a previous episode
about
the recipes at home that Disney Parks blog has been posting a lot.
Yes.
About like recipes that are at the Disney that get sold at Disney. And a lot of them are Disneyland ones, but they're still like Mickey beignets.
Oh, so good.
Very fun. And there's a lady that I follow on social media. I highly recommend her. She's very family friendly. Her name on like it's her handle on Instagram is called @DisneyHungry.
Okay.
And she makes the best copycat recipes for Disney.
Oh, okay.
That I've ever had. Like she has corn dogs like from home. She has like also Mickey beignets. She has like milkshakes that they sell at the park.
So good.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
The stuff that she puts up. So I would definitely look at her page and see, like, she has it all underneath her bio.
Uh-huh.
She has like her saved stories and she has them all on there and she has a website. We're not sponsored by her at all. I just really do like her page.
Very cool.
And if you're looking for things to make with the family.
Yeah.
It's great.
Maybe we can have her on in a future podcast. That would be fun.
I would love that. Yeah.
All right. And then is that all we had to talk about today?
One more thing I was going to say is that a good little tip here, since the parks are closed, make a bucket list. Dominic and I have been doing it. My fiance and I have been doing it of things that we have yet to we started with quick service restaurants that we have yet to eat at that we want to get to. And then there's different things that you could start looking up of like a bucket list.
Oh, very
cool. Of things when the park opens that you're going to hit these things. Because we're very much creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Where we'll just eat the same things. We'll go on the same rides. We'll have the same schedule going to the parks. But we kind of want to mix it up the next time when the parks open up.
Very cool. Try something new. Try something different. Make your plans. Make your lists.
Make your plans now, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love this. Well, thank you so much, Michaela. I'm so glad we got to chat about one of our favorite things, parks, even though they're not open. We can still think back and anticipate when they will open again. And anything else you want to leave before we go?
No, but I hope you guys are staying safe and healthy and washing those hands.
Yes. Stay safe, stay healthy. Don't forget to stay active, too.
Yes.
It's very easy to just sit on the couch and watch Tiger King for 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So get up and be active and try something new. Like, I've started coloring in a coloring book when I get some time, too.
Nice.
You know, so kind of something to change it up a little bit, because it can get a bit monotonous. But it's all about staying healthy, staying active, staying safe, and spending time with, you know, if you're cooped up in a house with your family, and they're starting to drive you crazy, it's okay. Because once we all get back to normal, we'll all be running at 100 miles an hour all of a sudden.
Oh, yes.
And we'll be looking back on these times and maybe thinking, you know, maybe I need to quarantine myself with my family for a couple hours and spend time with them. So, all right, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy, and we hope to bring you a new episode in the future of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. Catch you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.